Grand rising. Grand rising, everyone. Good afternoon. Good evening.
To all of you out there, how's everyone doing today? Happy Saturday. Yay. Y'all, today, I just want to talk a little bit about self-care. Self-care. So, I mean, not only health-wise, I mean mental-wise. Everybody think about physically and, you know, getting to the doctor and all of that as well. All of that as well. While I'm having a little lunch while I'm talking, so. But, and I'm a little stuffy. But just bear with me. I just want to talk about a little self-care because that's something that I'm not good with. I'm not good with self-care at all. I always put others before me. And I never think about me. And that's not good. I was just laying there today and I said, shit. You know, I wanted some chicken, so I say, well, I'm gonna go get everybody something to eat. Then I got in the car and I just began to ride. Y'all, I'm eating lunch, so excuse me. But I wanted to do this podcast right now because it's in the moment. You got to take care of yourself. I just kept riding and thinking. And I was like, you know, I think I'm going to just get myself something to eat and go to the park and just sit there because I love just sitting at the park, you know, my alone time. So here I am. I went and got me some lunch. And I'm at the park. Alone with my thoughts. And it feels good. Sometimes you have to do that. You got to recharge. You got to declutter. Like, you'll have so much going on that you forget about yourself. Excuse me. And that's not good. It's just not good at all. Excuse me. Because things happen to your body when you don't take care of yourself. Things manifest. Tumors, ulcers, all kinds of stuff, hemorrhages, migraines, bubble guts, toothaches, all kinds of stuff, boils. You got to take care of yourself mentally as well as physically. Because if you don't, these things can and will manifest inside your body. You know, because we suppress things. We don't take care of ourselves. We suppress a lot of things. And that stuff, that energy has to go somewhere if you don't release it. So it's inside of you. Manifesting. Manifesting what is the question? If it's bad feelings, bad whatever, it ain't gonna manifest anything good. So take time for yourself to declutter. You can't address everything at one time, but every now and then take some time out for yourself. We have to do that because we get lost in the shuffle. And then we tend to feel lonely, left out, used, when that's not the case. It's that we give out of ourselves, but we never take the time to pour back into ourselves. We look for other people to pour into us. when that's probably not going to happen 9 times out of 10. So, you know, you really got to pour into yourself. So that's why you got to take your time and just detach. I ain't even telling them where I was going, my children. You know, they got a phone if they need to call me, but, you know, I just said, let me take some time for myself. Especially when you have a lot going on. You really need that time for yourself, even when you don't have a lot going on. But especially when you have a lot going on, because you'll start striking out at the wrong people and stuff, and that's just not good. I just want to get that little bit about self-preservation. Take care of you. Because nobody's going to take care of you like you're going to take care of you. Nobody's going to pour into you like you're going to pour into yourself. And that's something that I had to learn. Like, I really literally was depending on people to lift me up. And that just never happened. But when I began to do my shadow work, my inner work, I realized I don't need anybody to uplift me or pour into me. I mean, it would be nice, but, you know, I have to do that for myself. So, hence, that's what I'm doing right now. I'm sitting at the park on this beautiful Saturday, enjoying some lunch alone, some me time, you know, and I'm about to just enjoy the rest of this lunch and then get back to my children. But I just wanted to share that, you guys. You guys have a great day.